Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We continue to look at this this name of God that shows up so often in Scripture, that Jesus is our shepherd, today's shepherd and overseer of your souls. Let's think through that. What a powerful title. 1 Peter 2:25 says, "For you are straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." So wandering sheep were an accident looking for a place to happen. Separated from the flock, they were vulnerable to the attack of animals. They're not fast, so they can't run from prey. They risk falling and rolling over on their backs, and when they do that, they're unable to get up. Straying sheep are in danger of getting lost, their lives becoming short-lived lives. We were all, Scripture says, straying like sheep. That's what 1 Peter says. You were straying like sheep, lost in sin, vulnerable to the enemy, caught in spiritual darkness. But that changed with Jesus. Our good shepherd gives us everything we need, protects us, nourishes us, gives us safety. And when we go astray, he comes looking for us to find us. He is our overseer all the way home. I recently read of a Sunday school teacher who had her young class memorize Psalm 23. She gave the students a month to learn this beautiful passage. There was a boy named Tommy, and he was excited about the challenge, but he struggled to memorize the psalm. After much practice, he could barely get past the first line. And one day, the children were scheduled to recite Psalm 23 in front of the congregation, and old Tommy's nerves got the best of him, and when it was his turn, he stepped up to the microphone and he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I need to know." It's all you need to know, isn't it? The Lord is my shepherd. It's all I need to know. Lord Jesus, thank you for being my shepherd, and at the end of the day, that's all we need to know. Thank you. Thank you. We pray in your name. Amen.